As we're with the constitutional review assembly petitions, bylaws, committees, are we wanting a work session? When are you wanting to revisit that? What would you like to do?
To me, like I said, I still had a lot of even in the resolution that we had drafted, you know, it said talked about getting the committee members set up, the administrators, how all that works. That's kind of, you know, trying to approve bylaws that my committee members haven't even seen yet. Seems that's some of the problems that I have with it, going if we approve bylaws and then I pick three people from my north district to go on, I don't agree with any of these bylaws. You know, so to me, it seemed like it was more like one of these things that the committee, my people, come in and say, okay, this is what I think the bylaws should be. You know, and I did reach out after the talking to GR the other day. I reached out to a person in Wyoming. Basically, they've got a constitutional some kind of thing there. I haven't heard anybody call me back yet. But I thought maybe I'd bring it up at COGS. I said they've got it on the internet. There's three counties in Wyoming that are trying to do something. So, right. I mean, if they've got bylaws, if they've got, you know, the process already ironed out here, I think that would help us move forward with a process. Like I said, that's the big issues that I have, trying to come up with something that we haven't even started yet, I guess, is where I'm at with you know, bringing in people and, like I said, how we're going to interview them. You know, like I said, if I get 35 people that want to be on this constitutional review committee, how are we going to say, okay, we only need 10 or 3 or whatever, however we're setting it up, so that we're consistent throughout the county, so I'm not interviewing three people like over here and you're doing it completely different over there, or how that process works.
I think the bylaws are pretty standard bylaws that can be changed, and so right. That's not really driving anything down somebody's throat. It's malleable,
right.
And they can alter them as they see fit.
Right.
So it's a pretty good template, I think, for a committee of that kind. And I don't know, Monty, you said you had questions.
Yeah, I still have my original concerns, and I write things down so I stay right. So I did write down some things. Okay, procedural irregularities of the implementation. It was done kind of in haste back in November. This is actually a great idea in a lot of ways, but to be done in haste, more transparency is probably what I'd be looking for.
If I could say, it wasn't actually not done in haste at all. We had multiple presentations from Mr. Mobley over the course of the summer prior to that, and mm-hmm. It was a decision that we made not in haste at all.
The procedure was in haste. It happened in November. It wasn't on the agenda till December. That's a hasty kind of, that looks hasty as far as I'm concerned in the procedure.
I guess we would have to disagree on that.
Okay. And then the legality of the committee, you know, some of this committee is pushing legally against, we are supposed to listen to our prosecutor's office for legal advice. So I want to check on the legality of it. So in that respect, I think it should be re-looked at pretty hard. Okay, we already have organizations out there that give us advice. We have constituents that give us advice. We have an elected process.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, most of those, just from what I'm thinking of, like my LTAC and some of them, it's required by law to have those committees. So I guess the legality that I would be concerned about with that would be, you know, this isn't, it's not set in statute that we have this committee. Is that, does that put us liability on the county somehow?
I'll be asking our insurance group that this weekend.
Well, that's right. You got your retreat this weekend, so that'd be a good time to do it.
Fair question. I think it should pass muster from a legal standpoint. I think it does, but let's get the question answered.
You bet. And there are, as I understand it, J.R. Mobley referenced this last week. Oath takers, which include all the county elected and our state representatives, are apparently subject to review in some way by this committee. Because of this, I believe they should have an opportunity to share their thoughts and concerns about the objectives and implementation of this committee, because it affects them. The other electeds, like the commissioners, are all integral part of the county governance. Like us, they have been elected by the citizens of the county. Excluding these parties from these discussions is a little unfair, and it casts a negative light on our body. There needs to be much more transparency and discussion about the structure, objectives, and implementation of this committee. And I propose that we rescind this original resolution and start and proceed in a more thoughtful and measured pace.
So is that a motion, or is that a...
I make a motion that we rescind this particular resolution and start again with everybody's involvement in a measured and thoughtful pace.
Do I have a second? Motion fails for a lack of a second.
So, Mr. Chairman, with that being said, should we propose a work session to at least
get... Like I said, there's a few phone calls and a few people that I would like to talk to. Like I said, you know, concerning the bylaws, you know, how we pick committee members. The process. Like I said, if I can hear back from Wyoming, like I said, and if they've got a process that kind of lays out how this works, that would be beneficial to me. To somebody that's going through the process right now, that'll say, hey, this is the first thing that we ran into, this is an issue that I've already resolved, we figured this out, this is working well.
Absolutely. So then I will broach the subject, say, 2 weeks' time after we've had the risk group and hopefully get back to
them. Hopefully this week sometime they'll get back to me. And maybe I'll Google it again and see if there's another number on there.
And I'm sure I can find a clerk.
Yeah, that might be better. Yeah, like I said, these were just people's names listed on the internet. So I thought, well, I'll just see.
I know, I can reach up to my IIMC and see who's...
Right, one was Laramie County. There was three counties on the...
I might know some of the commissioners from those counties on the WIR.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I will circle back in 2 weeks for that. So then that concludes what we have today for board business. We have our work session next so that you gentlemen can get your talking points together.
I just have one question from Michelle up there, if I could call on her for 1 second. She had her hand raised. Go ahead, Michelle.
You're on mute.
You're on mute.
Hi,
can you unmute?
I kind of do sign language a little bit, but not a lot.
We'll see if the clerk can unmute you.
I cannot. It's on her end.
Hey, Tina.
Hey.
Oh.
Finally.
There you are.
I hit it several times, it wouldn't unmute. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. The folks in Wyoming have worked with GR. And the legality that you're talking about, Mr. Stobart, is a court process. The redress of grievances is a people's process with their government. You go to court if you're going to lose your life, your liberty, or your property. Being constitutional is not an issue, or being reviewed in your office is not a court process. It has become that. That's part of what we battle. So when you go to your prosecutor who's done case law for years, this isn't going to sound right to him, and that he should probably talk to GR and understand this is not a court process.
Well, I mean,
this is the people addressing their grievances to their government. As far as the bylaws, I don't think you're going to find anything really different. They are pretty much boilerplate, and we did it to assist. And we have, what I learned from talking to your constituents, to veterans, was that they wanted everything put in place, and then they'll understand it, and then they'll pass it. Well, when you're starting something from scratch, you put the committee in place to learn it. That's what we're doing, put the committee in place to learn it, to assist you. And somehow it seems like that was when we talked together, we kind of, the light bulb went on that we're coming at this from two different ways. Mm-hmm. It is something that we need to do. And as far as picking the people, I mean, Greg and Mark, I can speak to you because you were in those meetings for months. You understand the constitutional purposes that we're concerned about, and how that works, the redress of grievances. And you already mentioned in a previous meeting that you had people that wanted to do this. There were concerns on how people are picked, but initially you have to have people that have some, and I'm talking to two gentlemen, three gentlemen out there. They all sound like they are interested in constitutional compliance. They're interested in learning what the ratification debates, which is what's going to be studied, are going to show you what to do. And so it sounds to me like you're looking everywhere else except exactly at the source that we brought to you. The source of the ratification debates that defined every single amendment, section, and article of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And that's what these people are going to get to learn, and you get to learn along with them. And it just sounds like there's maybe a different agenda, that you think this is a good idea, but you think this has been done wrong. We have verified repeatedly that it was not signed before it was voted on, and that you have an open agenda. And that's one style of agenda you can have in Washington State. It was not rushed. I don't want to hear that representation again, because it's not true.
Well, Michelle, we appreciate your input here today. So
thank you.
Thank you.
And if I could add one thing, Michelle, what I hear you saying, and I agree, if this is what I believe is what you're saying, is that how would anybody know what they're signing up for if you didn't have bylaws in place to kind of describe the process?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to have them. I mean, it's the structure. We have the structure, the bylaws, and the education, and we're inviting you to pick people to learn that and do it in your county for your sake. And, you know, I've been talking to sheriffs now, and they're starting to understand, you know, why this is important for them as well, and prosecuting attorneys. But it's a full, it's not excluding any of those from the process. They're all a part of it. It's a full court press. And we have a government that is tyrannizing us, that we're being invaded by. We have 12 petitions ready to go. And I've talked to a very upper legislator that is willing to give them to Harmeet Dillon, because if you violate the U.S. Constitution, that's who enforces it. And so all this bickering, I feel, and this kind of referencing that this was done wrong is difficult to hear, because it wasn't. And you're really hurting your own state and your own county. And I deeply appreciate the work that you do and that you're coming in to do. But sometimes when we're new, we think things are supposed to be done a certain way, and they're done a number of different ways. That's part of the training that you have just as a county commissioner. But what I see are people that want it done right. These bylaws covered everything that you could possibly run into. You can simplify them and do whatever you want, but you're empowering your own people to do that. And that's what's so beautiful about it. And what I hear is, we could be liable for something. You cannot be liable for redressing grievances that are assured to you by the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution.
I agree.
That's why I'm fearless about it. Absolutely fearless. Because it's high time.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle.
Got another meeting now, so appreciate the help.
Is this just a workshop, or are we going somewhere for this next one?
I don't know. I think it's just more of talking points for the commerce. I don't think we're going down.
I think that's what it was supposed to be, a talking point.
Like it seems there is a rush, contrary to what she said there, and she's shaking her head no, and that's fine. The other statement she made is she doesn't want to hear anything, and we need to get this done, and then we can figure it out. That's akin to Nancy Pelosi saying, you can see what's in the bill when we pass the bill. I think
it's
you need
not,
to get this
no.
out. I think you need to get this out in the public eye a little better and get the constituents on board. To say that we're not here addressing our grievances, I'm here addressing my grievance to this. So I don't see how we've taken that away from the public whatsoever.
Thank you, Carl. All right.
The bylaws are pretty clear.
The bylaws are convoluted. They're not... The average man can't sit down and look at those like the Constitution, as the Constitution is written. And what I have a problem with the rush is how many... I'm going to ask it, and not the lady on the screen right now, because I've already talked to her about this, but do any of the commissioners know how long it took to ratify the Constitution?
Years.
Huh?
Years.
How many years?
I don't know exactly.
I believe four.
13.
Long way 13 off on that years. One. 13
so,
years.
Why the rush? It seems to be a rush to me. And there's a lot of slip, in my opinion, a lot of slippery slopes with this. And I think the public needs to see it. And if they don't see it and you pass it, I think you're going to have something on your hands, much like you did with the owner-builder initiative at the
right.
Trade Center. When people find out what's happened, because your constituents don't care until they do, and then it's going to be bloody murder, and you all know that.
Right.
And they're all going to feel like they've been left in the dark in this, because it's a very important issue.
Yep.
It is.
I agree.
Okay.
Thank you.
I heard that.
Right on. Okay. Okay. Appreciate it. We're moving on to... What are we doing now?
Talking points for chamber.
So when is this meeting that we're supposed to be going to the chamber?
While you figure out the date, I'm going to use the tree.
Right on.
Good to see you.
Because it seemed like when we did the chamber...